The English and the Chinese today. Yeah. It will be a very, very short sermon.
Chuck 牧师刚刚说他要用中英文双语来证道，但这个证道的内容会很短。
So welcome to Father's Day 2016.
欢迎您到2016年的父亲节的敬拜。
Now, I don't want to start out on a sour note, but I will point out that Father's Day is very much secondary to Mother's Day.
我不想讲很扫兴的话，但是我必须要很真诚地说，好像父亲节比起母亲节来还是要差一个等级。
Mother's Day became a U.S. national holiday in 1909-1910.
母亲节在美国在1910年的时候就已经成立了。
And Father's Day, not until 1972, was an official national holiday.
但是父亲节要等到六十多年以后，1972年才正式有父亲节。
Today we have a joint worship service together.
我们今天有联合的敬拜。
And this is very nice. We gather as families, particularly with Father's Day, grandfathers and fathers and children all gather together.
我们全家聚集一堂，特别是父亲和祖父都能够在一起和我们孩子一起敬拜。
Though I would point out that we can only do that because the crowds are a bit smaller for Father's Day.
对啊，我们能够做的话，只是因为我们人比较少，才可以都可以坐到一起来。
For more than 10 years on Mother's Day, we haven't all been able to fit in the same facility.
我们在过去的十年，在母亲节的时候，这个大堂肯定是坐不下的。
And then there's the whole issue of Father's Day gifts.
然后呢，我们讲到说父亲节的礼物也很特别。
A lot of people put a lot of thought and money and attention to creativity to buying a gift for the mother.
很多人用了很多时间、精力、财力去想给我们的母亲节的母亲的会什么样很好的礼物呢？
But gifts for the father are sometimes quite bizarre.
但是给父亲节的礼物呢，有的时候是很奇怪的。
Now one of my favorite Father's Day gifts was a casual shirt with fish on it.
我最喜欢的一个父亲节礼物就是一件上面有鱼的图案的一件衬衫。
So I thought about wearing that for preaching this morning, but I figured next to my brother Lance, it would look like I was underdressed.
所以我本来想说就穿那件衬衫来讲道，但是呢，看到边上这位穿得很正式的翻译，我还是很。This is a Father's Day gift, by the way.
Well, now, I was about to say, it's a good-looking tie. I was about to say, when I was a kid, the fallback response was to buy your father some kind of garish tie he would never wear.
我年轻的时候，就是假如说，当时的习俗就是假如你找不到父亲节的礼物的话，你就可以给他买一条领带就好了。
This is not a garish tie. Very good. You know, some of the gifts are quite bizarre.
就一些礼物真的是很奇怪的。
So if you say if your father likes to cook on the barbecue, you might get him a barbecue apron.
假如你的父亲喜欢烧烤的话，你就给他一个烧烤的围裙。
This is a multi-purpose apron because you got the tools and the condiments in the lower level.
这是一个多功能的围裙，你看有很多的工具都可以放下。
And you got a six-pack of beer across the chest.
而且还有，你看后面还有可以装六瓶啤酒的啤酒箱。
Now, I don't know what it quite says about your feelings toward your father if you send him out to play with fire and with booze at the same time.
我不知道，让你把你的父亲送到一个地方，他可以也可以玩火，而且也可以喝酒的时候的后果是什么样子。
But if your father really likes beer, then you can get him a traveling cozy.
如果你父亲确实喜欢喝啤酒的话，你就给他这么一个装啤酒的冷冻箱。
This is a beer cooler.On a tricycle.
这是一个装啤酒的冷藏箱和一个三轮车组合。
So he can ride his own beer cooler to the rehab.
他可以自己骑着这个装了啤酒的三轮车一直到那个康健中心去。
Maybe you have nobler sentiments toward your father. Maybe your father is kind of like a hero in your life. Then you can get him this kind of sweatshirt that looks like knight armor.
所以假如你对你的父亲非常崇敬，认为他是个英雄的人物，你就可以给你父亲这么一个礼物，看就像一个这个骑士的铠甲。
Or if your father's condition is similar to mine at this late in life, you can get him a visor that comes with hair.
假如你的父亲的状况和我差不多的话, 你可以给他一个这个上面戴着假头发的这个太阳帽。
No more sunburn.
不会晒到太阳。
And finally, as we already anticipated, if your father likes to read in the bathroom and spends a lot of time in there, there's a portable table you can attach to the wall.
所以如果你的父亲喜欢在洗手间里面看书的话, 这是一个便携式的桌子, 可以让他可以看书。
Now, if there's one place, I think we'll turn that off. If there's one place you can go,
假如有一个地方你可以去的话,
that treats the fathers with utmost respect,
那真的是让你父亲感到非常得到尊重的地方。
Quite amazingly, it's the Bible.
其实是很奇妙的就是这一本圣经。
Amazing, because what we normally do is we go to the Bible and we study God as Father.
我们去在圣经里面我找到我们看到我们的神就是像我们的父亲。
And then we make our human fathers feel guilty.
然后让我们地上的父亲觉得很惭愧。
See, our Father God, He does this, and He does this, and He does this, and He does all things well. How about you, fathers? Do you do all those things well?
然后我们说我们天上的父做这样也很能，但是我们地上的父亲好像你有没有做到这我们天上父亲所要做的事情。
And the fathers leave church thinking, maybe I won't go next year. You
know? 然后父亲就会说我说不定明年就不来父亲节崇拜了。
Not really, but the Bible actually works in the opposite direction.
其实圣经里边的教导是另外一个角度来教导。
I looked up God as Father and was quite surprised in Scripture, and was quite surprised by its emphasis.
我们在圣经里边看到经文的时候，其实我们会很惊讶。
It doesn't really say, fathers, do you want to know what you should be like? Look at God.
这个圣经并没有说父亲们你们要像天父一样。
That would be an impossible standard.
这样的话，我们的父亲是这个规条太高了，我们没有达到这个规则。
I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, but quite surprisingly to me, when I look at the Bible and what it says about God, it says, you want to know what God is like, consider your father.
其实我preaching,
ministry, reading the Bible, studying the Bible.
我就是做这一行已经很久了,我每次都是看着圣经,就不是说我要照像父亲怎么样,而是父亲,上帝像父亲一样坐在我的身上。
See, it's just the opposite of what we normally think.
其实是用我们平时的想法是刚好是相反的。
It's not, God is a spectacular father, so you fathers should try to be spectacular too.
所以圣经的教导并不是说天父是一个那么慈爱的父亲,所以我们地上的父亲也要像天父一样。
It's the other way around.
刚好是相反的。
It says, fathers, these are the things that you do and try to do for your family.
而是说父亲,这些事情你是在努力地为你的家庭所做的。
Those are exactly the things.
其实就是这些事情
that God does for you.
是因为上帝是这样做的。
So turn with me, well, or follow along. There's three points I want to make, or three examples of this phenomenon in Scripture that I want to show you.
我要跟大家分享在圣经当中有三点这个平行的法则。
Scripture refers to fathers, first of all, to demonstrate that God cares for us.
圣经第一点,他就说上帝关心我们就像我们自己的父亲关心我们一样。
Just the way your father cared for you, protected you, supported you all your life.
就像你的父亲,他保护你,他供应你,在你的一生当中对你所做的。
So the Bible says,
圣经中也是这样说,
God does those same things for you.
上帝也是这样,在我们的生命当中有这样的供应和保护。
Israel was about to invade Canaan.
以色列要攻打迦南。
The land was heavily occupied, heavily fortified.
这个迦南地方他们有很大很强壮的人，而且是他也坚堡垒也是很坚固。
Israel was terrified of the risks.
然后以色列人就是非常害怕。
And here's God's word to Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 1, 29 to 31.
上帝就是在申命记第1章29节到31节。
Do not be terrified.
不要恐慌。
Do not be afraid of them.
不要怕他们。
The Lord your God is going before you, and he will fight for you as he did in the past.
在你们前面的耶和华你们的神必为你们征战，正像他以前正像你为你们征战一样。
You saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son.
你看你的父亲怎么样连续你们、你们的耶和华神也怎么样连续他敬畏他的人。
Every father here has carried their son.
每一个父亲都、照顾他们的儿子。
When the kid is upset,
当孩子不高兴的时候。
When the child is scared,
当一个孩子害怕的时候。
We pick them up.
我们 抱起来。
We hug them.
我们拥抱他。
We tell them nothing can hurt them.
我们说他们、不会受到伤害。
Because we're here.
因为我们在。
Scripture says that's what God does for us.
圣经说这是上帝，也是上帝对我们怎么样的做。
Psalm 103:13 universalizes it.
在诗篇103篇就是讲了一个 很普遍的一个法则。
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
父亲怎么连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎么连续敬畏他的人。
When your children were young and hungry,
当你孩子很小而且也很饿的时候，
did you ignore them or did you feed them?
你是不是就 不把他们当一回事情，或者是你要去、喂他们。
The Bible says this is what God's like.
圣经就说其实这是上帝就是这样的。
When your kids needed a ride to school or to sports or to piano lessons, did you tell them to hitchhike or did you drive?
当你孩子需要有人带他去学校 去体育或者是去其他地方的时候，你是、给他、开车带他去呢，还是让他自己去找一个便车？
The Bible says this is what God is like.
圣经就说上帝其实也是这样。
When your children needed help with their homework,Did you help if you could or find a tutor if you couldn't?
假如你们的孩子需要课后有人帮忙他 做课后、作业、帮助他补习，你们是帮助他找另外课外的教师，还是你不去做？
The Bible says you want to know what God is like? Look at your father.
圣经说你要看你们天父怎么样的话，你看一下你自己的父亲。
When your children needed tuition for college,
当你的孩子需要上大学的学费，
Did you send them away empty-handed?
你有没有把他送出去，让他空手而去？
Or did you sacrifice so that they could get a degree and start on their future?
或者你自己、有一些牺牲付出，让你的孩子可以拿到学校的学位？
This is God's promise to us.
这就是上帝给我们的应许。
That as your father, as a father you care for your children, so as your father God cares for you.
作为父亲，你们照顾你们自己的儿女，天父也照顾他的儿女。
There's a problem with that, though.
但是这样讲好像有个问题。
Through life's experience, sometimes it feels like God's not really looking after us.
在我们生命当中，好像有时候觉得上帝其实他并不管我们。
Sometimes crisis hits.
有的时候我们生命当中有一些、大的灾难。
It could be a modest injury,
可能是我们身体受伤
a job loss,
或者是我们、失去工作
a divorce,
离婚
or a children's struggle,
或者孩子有他们的挣扎
and we call out to God, and he doesn't always answer us the way we want him to.
我们向上帝呼求，但很多时候他并没有回答我们的祷告。
Now, the Bible doesn't deny this reality. We experience it.
圣经并没有回避这么一个题目，我们也是在生命当中，我们经常也遇到这样的情况。
And the Bible's explanation doesn't cover every case because some things that happen to us are just evil or satanic or demonic or just unfortunate.
圣经里面所记载的其实没有涵盖我们生命当中所要经历的一切的灾难。
But at least some of this stuff.
但是其实圣经当中有一些例子。
At least some of it, God intends to build our character.
就是在、让我们知道在我们生命当中我们自己要培养我们好的品质。
Just like our fathers care for us.
就像我们的父亲他关心我们。
So God cares for us.
上帝也关心我们。
Just like our fathers teach us discipline.
就像我们父亲他要管教我们。
So God teaches us discipline.
天父也会管教我们。
Proverbs chapter 3 says, My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke. Because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. As a father, the son he delights in.
箴言三章十一节到十二节，我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备他所喜爱的儿子。
While discipline is never easy or comfortable, think of how important it is in our lives.
管教不是很容易，也不是很舒服的，但是管教在我们生命当中也是很重要的。
Maybe you remember the name Ethan Couch.
你可能会记得有一个年轻人，他叫 Ethan Couch.
A few years ago, he was in his late teens. He was drunk. He was driving. He was speeding.
几年前，他是十几岁的时候，他在喝了酒以后开车，而且是超速。
And he came upon a car that was disabled and a second car next to it that had stopped to help.
在路上有部车可能出了状况，然后另外一部车也停下来帮助前面这一部车。
He hit both cars and killed four people and he injured nine.
他就是撞在两部车上面，他撞死了五个人，撞伤了九个人。
And the judge let him off with 10-year probation.
但是当法官给他判的判决是十年缓刑
，no jail time，
不需要坐牢
，because his lawyer developed this new legal argument of affluenza。
因为他的辩护法师法官给他找了一个辩护的借口，就是说他有这么一个病，叫做affluenza， 就是富裕病。
It wasn't the son's fault，
说不是这个孩子的责任。
His parents, like many affluent people, affluent people, spoiled him.
这个 affluenza 就是一个组合句，就是一个富裕加上流感，就是因为他的父母是一个很富裕的家庭，所以很多的事情是由他父母的责任。
They never disciplined him.
所以他们从来都没有去管教他。
So he couldn't know any better.
所以他不知道是正确的还是错误的。
And then when, unsurprisingly, he broke his curfew and was found on social media drinking at a party.
就说他就经常就出去家里边管教他也不管，然后去在社交媒体上可以看到他自己拍自己酗酒的照片。
His mother fled with him to Mexico and helped him escape.
然后他妈妈就是在缓刑的时候出现这些事情，他妈妈就帮助他逃到墨西哥。
You see,As fathers, we not only care for our children, we also discipline them.
就是说，作为父亲，我们不仅是要关心我们的孩子，我们要管教他们。
Now, children, I don't mean the fathers beat them. I'm not.
并不是说我们要去揍我们的孩子。
But you know, as fathers, do you assign your children household chores, even though they're boring and drudgery, and the kids don't like it?
作为父亲，我们难道不应该给他们一些家务事？虽然说这些家务事觉得好像很累或者很无聊。
Do they mow your lawn? Do they shovel your driveway?
Not yet. 他们是不是帮你去除草或者铲雪呢
？American families often buy little plastic lawnmowers for the kids so that they can walk around and find the father. Even when they're only two or three years old, they can still act like they're mowing the lawn.
所以在美国市面上可以卖一种玩具的那个除草机，所以孩子两三岁的时候可以推着这个塑料的除草机跟爸爸一起走。
Do you require them to do homework before they watch TV or play computer games?
你要不要让他们说先把作业做好，然后才可以看电视或者打电玩
？Do you take them to Chinese school or piano lessons even when they whine about it?
你带不带他们去中文学校或者是钢琴课，虽然他们不喜欢？
Do you tell them, sure, you can go to college, right after you get a summer job?
有没有跟他们说你可以上大学，但是你要先到暑期要去打工
？We're trying to teach our children discipline.
我们真的是在管教我们的孩子。
Through perseverance, you overcome adversity and grow stronger.
在我们在一些不是很顺的情况当中，我们有毅力，我们可以培养这样的好的品质。
Because we love them.
因为我们爱他们。
Life is not going to hand them everything on a silver platter.
生活当中不会很多的事情是自己天上掉下馅饼一样。
We don't want to harass them. We don't want to break their spirits. But we want to strengthen them so that they can succeed in life.
我们不会给他们有更多的骚扰，我们也不是让他们这个他们的士打落他们的士气，但是我们要教他们自己有这个自立的能力。
So I will tell you now about one of the most humiliating examples of my life.
我要跟大家分享一个在我生命当中好像是很兴奋的一件事情。
Where my father taught me discipline.
我的父亲要教我管教我。
Now almost everybody associated with this example is dead, and I'm really relieved by that because not very many people living know about it.
知道这件事情，大部分人都已经去世了，所以我觉得现在在世的没有很多人知道这件事情。
But now everybody will know about it. So.
但是每人都知道，我说了，大家都知道了。
Now it's a really little. Well, no. It's an important thing, but in the cosmic scheme of things, it's not that big a deal.
He says humiliating.
这件事情就是在很大的大局面下，其实不是一件很大的事情。
But I was terribly humiliated.
但是我当时觉得很羞辱。
And it cured me of a habit.
让我改变我一个习惯，坏的习惯。
That I desperately need to be cured.
我当时这个习惯真的是坏习惯，需要被更正。
So when I hit, I don't know, 10, 11, or 12, I started a little bit of shoplifting. When I wanted stuff I didn't have money, I'd just take it.
当我在十岁、十一岁、十二岁的时候呢，我有一个坏的习惯，我就是有喜欢什么东西的话，我在店里边就随手牵羊。
And I never got caught.
我从来没有被抓到。
I didn't do that much.
我也不是每天都做。
Truthfully, mainly fishing lures.
其实就是那个就是鱼饵，就是拿一些鱼饵。
But then one day I spent a week at a friend's house.
但是有一天我在一个朋友的家里边过周末。
Not my friend, but friends of the family.
不是我自己的朋友，是我家庭的朋友。
And he had a collection of, One of the brothers was older and had a collection of silver dollars, half dollars, and so forth.
So, 他们的有比较大的一个哥哥家里边他自己有一个收藏，就是这种银币、金币这些东西。
So I took some of those.
所以我就带了一些这些银币回来。
And I got found out.
然后呢，被发现了。
And my father put me in the car, and we left the.Town of Marshfield and drove to Brockton where his family lived.
然后我爸爸就把我从 Marshfield, 然后就把我放到车里，然后就开到 Brockton.
And my father, shall I say, invited me to apologize.
对，我的父亲就邀请我道歉。
You know, I never stole again.
从那个以后，我再也没有偷东西。
There are better ways to get money than getting it that way.
其实要挣钱的话，有很多其他的办法可以挣钱。
The point is, we learn character through discipline.
我要讲的就是我们要必须要在管教当中才能够有好的品行的培养。
God doesn't just love and care for us and pamper us.
上帝他不仅只是关心我们照顾我们，而且是让我们有很多的好的东西。
He teaches us character through discipline.
他教导我们在管教当中能够有好的品行。
I want to say again that doesn't explain every bad thing that happens to us.
但是我一定要说的，但是我们生命当中一些不好的事情发生的时候，不一定都是神的管教。
Sometimes we lose jobs.
有的时候我们失业。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't care for us. It doesn't mean that God is disciplining us. Sometimes it just means the economy is bad.
并不是说上帝不关心我们而是说就是经济不好。
Or we graduate college and find it difficult to find a job in our major, our chosen field.
或者是我们大学毕业，然后在我们的专业里边，我们找不到我们喜欢的工作。
That doesn't mean that God doesn't care. It doesn't mean that God is disciplining us.
不代表说上帝不关心我们，或者是上帝在管教我们。
All it means is we studied liberal arts rather than engineering.
有可能就是我们的职业，我们的专业选的就是一个文科应该是选工科。
So God cares for us.
上帝关心我们。
God disciplines us.
上帝也是管教我们。
And there's a third attribute of God that He teaches us to learn from our fathers.
然后有第三点有关于上帝的特质，他教导我们，他要像我们的父亲一样。
Listen to Luke chapter 11, verses 11 and 12.
所以我们看一下路加福音的第十一章第十一到十二节。
Which of you fathers, if your son asks you for a fish, will you give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, being sinful, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
耶稣说你们中间做父亲的谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不将更将圣灵给求他的人吗
If your child asks for help, will you hurt him?
当你的孩子要你求助向你求助的时候你真的是伤害他吗
Of course not.
你当不会伤害他
So if we ask God for His Holy Spirit, will He give us a demonic spirit?
所以像我们向上我们当我们向上帝求圣灵的时候，他会给我们邪灵吗
？Of course not.
当然不会。
Now, understand this promise.
我们要认识他这样的应许。
The fundamental primary responsibility of the Holy Spirit in Old Testament and New, all the way throughout, is to bring people to faith in God.
圣灵最基本的职责就是要把人带到上帝这里来。
While we get distracted by the phrasing of Holy Spirit in Scripture, what this is a promise is, if you call on God, will He ignore you?
我们这虽然在圣经里边看到有关于圣灵的很多的很多不同的用法，但是当我们在呼求上帝的圣灵的时候，他有没有在忽视我们呢
？Or will He grant you entrance into His family?
或者是他有没有让你进入他的家？
You want to know what God is like?
你要知道上帝是怎么样的吗
He's like any of us.
他就像我们所有的人
If we come and ask our fathers for help, they help us.
当我们请求我们的父亲来帮助我们的时候，我们的父亲会帮助我们
If we come to God and ask Him for salvation, He grants it to us.
假如我们向上帝要呼求救恩的话，他一定会给我们救恩
Salvation, redemption, eternal life, meaning in life.
救恩、拯救永生、生命的意义。
We've all heard with some horror about that recent example at Disney World where a family was sitting on the beach and the young child waded into the shallow water.
最近在 Orlando 发生了一件 很不幸的事情就是一家人去 Orlando 那边去度假然后孩子坐在河边。
If you read the detail, when the gator grabbed that boy, what did the father do?
当你假如好好读这个故事的话，当那个鳄鱼把这个孩子一下子叼走到水里的时候，父亲当时做的是什么一件事情
？And the father didn't run for help.
这个父亲没有去找人帮忙。
The father did not dial 911.
的父亲没有去要911去求救。
The father jumped into the water and wrestled the gator.
他跳到水里和那个鳄鱼去争夺他的儿子。
Do you want to know what God is like?
你要想知道上帝是什么样子的吗
？He's like that father.
他就像那一位父亲一样。
Not only does God care for us and show His concern.
不仅我们的上帝关心我们，而且知道我们自己的需求。
Not only does He discipline us.
他也不只是管教我们。
But when He saw that we were in jeopardy.From sin and judgment.
当他知道我们在这个犯罪和惩罚当中，我们在没办法自拔的时候
，He jumped into the water.
他跳到水里
，And he wrestled that gator.
然后他和这个鳄鱼在征战。
It cost him his son.
他因为这个，他失去了他的儿子。
But it gave us eternal life.
但是因为他让儿子去死去，我们得到了永生。
You know what God, you want to know what God is like.
你要知道上帝是什么样子的吗
？Think about what your father was like.
你就想一想你自己的父亲是什么样子。
The care and concern.
他的关心，他的照顾。
The discipline.
他的管教。
And the self-sacrifice.
和他自己的牺牲。
Let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we know that our own human fathers were flawed.
天父，我们知道我们在地上人的父亲都是有短缺陷的。
And those of us who are fathers know our flaws.
我们做父亲的也知道我们都是有缺陷的。
And yet we know these things are true of our fathers and ourselves as fathers.
但是我们知道这些事情就像我们和我们的父亲一样，这些事情都在存在的。
That we provide for our children.
我们为我们的孩子提供一些他们生命当中所需。
That we discipline our children.
我们也是去管教我们的孩子。
And that we sacrifice for our children.
哎，我们为我们的孩子而做出牺牲。
Father, we would praise you that these things show us you.
我们真是像我们要赞美天父，因为这些在这些事情上，我们看到你的真正的品质。
That in our fathers we can see a small measure of what you are.
在我们的父亲身上，我们看到你作为父亲的一小部分。
And that in us, perhaps our children can even see a small measure.
在我们里边，也许我们的孩子能够看到你一点点影子。
Of who you are.
你是谁。
We praise you in the name of your son who gave himself for us.
我们因为你为我们舍去你自己的儿子，我们要颂赞你。
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise with me as we come before our